The war on terrorism is being fought on many fronts and by many different groups, from intelligence agencies to the armed services. The Bush administration has also called on American citizens to be on guard. News analyst Daniel Shore says there's another step the U.S. could take to improve its chances of victory in this war.
Suddenly, President Bush seems to be into cultures, not as in drug culture or pop culture, but on New Year's Eve, chatting with reporters in a Crawford restaurant, the president designated three new cultures born since September 11th. The culture of compassion, an FBI culture that has changed for the better, and a new culture of being vigilant. Yet to be identified is a culture of national service, not just the hospital and emergency volunteers that Mr. Bush talked about in his Atlanta speech on November 8th, but service commensurate with the need of a country at war with a deadly foe. Senator John McCain and others in the Senate and the House have a bill that would expand the AmeriCorps volunteer program. It would trade educational benefits for 18 months of active service and 18 months of reserve service. But that is not likely to meet the swelling needs for service abroad and for homeland security. There is that word that few politicians dare to breathe, the draft. America customarily conscripts its young to fight its big wars, but one doesn't hear much about how to raise personnel for the current war that the president says may go on for years. Actually, although it may have gone unnoticed, we already have a mini-draft. The Air Force has issued something called a stop-loss order, which keeps on duty 11,500 personnel who have completed their terms of voluntary enlistment. They are, for all practical purposes, drafted. America abolished the draft in 1973. America is now engaged in its first global war without a conscription system. Charles Moskos, Northwestern University professor, has long advocated planning for a new draft. It would start with universal registration for men and women aged 18 to 24. There would be no student deferments. Conscription would be for 18 months with a choice of military or civilian service. Ask Senator McCain, who wants expanded volunteer service, why not mandatory service? He says he believes every American should serve their country. But he says, I haven't philosophically viewed it as a need for universal service. Even so, he adds, when only certain Americans serve in the military, I am worried about two different cultures arising in American society. This is Daniel Shore.